a crucial lifeline for a battered economy. Iran is set to return to mainstream global oil markets for the first time in decades as the U.S. waives long-standing sanctions during 60 days of peace negotiations. On the streets of Tehran, hopes for relief.
If oil sales return to the market and people feel the impact, it will be good for the long-term economy.
For decades, harsh U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil have forced the regime to export its crude via a shadow fleet of aging tankers, with most of its supply sold to Chinese refineries at discount prices. Those shadow tankers are now free to operate worldwide. Not only can Iran sell its oil around the globe, it can now do so in U.S. dollars. A further step of sanctions relief that should allow Tehran to replenish its depleted foreign currency reserves by repatriating oil revenues directly.
With regard to our crude oil sales, petrochemical exports and their derivatives, even more important were the financial issues, including banking, insurance and transportation.
Indeed, Iranian financial institutions like its central bank are now exempt from sanctions targeting both the country's nuclear program and the funding of terror groups. The waivers are intended to help ease a global energy crisis sparked by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil and gas typically flows. European oil traders have reportedly contacted Iran about purchasing its crude. It remains to be seen if U.S. refiners, who are also now cleared to do so, will follow suit.